All right, let's get started. So what I want to talk about today is hopelessness and the feeling of hopelessness and the causes of hopelessness, and then what we should be putting our hope in so we do not feel hopeless. So our verse today is from Jonah 2:7. It says, "When my life was slipping away, I remembered you, and in your holy temple, you heard my prayer." Jonah 2:7. So when you're experiencing hopelessness, one of the most important steps you can take is to identify the cause. It's almost like anything in life. You know, when you have something that's bothering you, whether it be medically, psychologically, you identify the cause of what is causing the problem. Same thing with hopelessness. You got to figure out what is the cause. So in other words, instead of wrestling with a vague sense of hopelessness, try to figure out where it's coming from. Because your problem isn't hopelessness. The real problem is what's causing the hopelessness. In Jonah 2:3 through 6, there's 8 common causes of hopelessness. Take a look and see if any of these root causes feel familiar. Number 1, you feel like you're in over your head. Number 2, you've hit the bottom. Number 3, you feel like what is going on is out of your control and you are powerless. Number 4, you feel overwhelmed. Number 5, you feel rejected. Number 6, you feel remorse and regret. Number 7, you feel crushing fear. And number 8, you feel trapped. You feel trapped in the circumstances and you don't know how to get out. Well, in the book of Jonah, which, just to refresh you, Jonah disobeyed God and did some things and ended up in the belly of a whale. And this, the whole book, or the chapter 2 of Jonah, has to do with his hopelessness, his feelings of hopelessness, and how he dealt with all of these 8 things we just went over. So when you got time, read Jonah 2 all the way through, and it'll kind of go into more detail of each one of those 8 things. But when Jonah started talking to God about his hopelessness, God began to heal him. See, prior to him talking to God, Jonah was trying to do everything on his own and figure out all this on his own and deal with all these issues on his own. Well, finally, he said, you know, I can't fix this. So he turned to God. And once he turned to God, God began to heal him. Jonah said, "When my life was slipping away, I remembered you. And in your holy temple, you heard my prayer." So the bottom line here is we all go through hopelessness. We all deal with hopelessness at different times of our life. But we've got to remember to turn to God. God is our hope. So talk to God about your sense of hopelessness. He is the God of hope. And through Jesus, he offers the only real and lasting hope we can find. Nothing in this on this earth is real or everlasting. Only God is everlasting. And we've got to turn to him when things just look so dire and we have nowhere else to turn. We have to turn to God. He is our hope, and we must put our hope in him. Let's pray. God, we do come to you today. God, we seek you. We need you. You know, in these uncertain times, I guarantee every one of us on this call, if not today, have felt hopeless. And I just pray, God, we always remember that no matter what we're going through, that you are there. And God, we can turn to you, and you will hear our prayers, God, and you will help us through our hopelessness, God. You will bring us through it. God, you are the God of hope. I just pray that each one of us put our trust in you, God, that we turn to you when we need you, and we're so thankful that you're always there for us. I'm thankful for our company, God. I'm thankful for our folks. Just watch over us, guide us, lead us. I pray that we live a life that brings you the glory. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.